From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. A Baltimore judge is interviewing potential jurors for the trial of a police officer charged in the death of Freddie Gray, an unarmed black man. The defense has warned that finding an unbiased jury could be difficult. NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports from Baltimore.
Cries from protesters outside could be heard in the ornate courtroom. There was a large pool of 75 people, and Judge Barry Williams asked them a series of questions to suss out bias. Every single one had heard about this highly publicized case. The most striking moment, half the jury pool said they or a family member had been a victim of crime or had been investigated, charged, or incarcerated. Whoever's chosen, Judge Williams has ruled the jurors will be anonymous, given intense public pressure around the case. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Baltimore.
A judge overseeing the case of a man accused of killing three people and wounding nine others at a Planned Parenthood facility in Colorado Springs, Colorado last week has sealed court documents. At the request of prosecutors, the judge sealing the arrest warrant for 57-year-old Robert Lewis Deere, along with a search warrant for his home. Over previous court records in other states show Deere had past run-ins with the law. Deere made his first court appearance in connection with the shootings via video today. He was taken into custody Friday after surrendering to authorities. He faces multiple counts of murder and attempted murder. Federal authorities say they have arrested a 21-year-old man for allegedly threatening to murder students and staff at the University of Chicago. NPR's Cheryl Corley reports the university campus remains closed.
Federal prosecutors say over the Thanksgiving weekend, 21-year-old University of Illinois student Jabari Dean allegedly turned his attention to another school, the University of Chicago, posting on a social media website that he would execute approximately 16 students or staff members there and then die while killing any number of white police officers that he could. The Chicago Tribune says in a police report it obtained, the online threat cited last year's fatal shooting of 17-year-old Laquan McDonald as its motive. There have been protests in Chicago since last week's release of a videotape showing the black teenager being shot 16 times by a white Chicago police officer. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.
People were signing more contracts to buy homes last month. The National Association of Realtors, a key industry trade group, says its seasonally adjusted home sales index was up 0.2%. The index has risen nearly 4% over the past 12 months, led by healthy job gains and still relatively low mortgage interest rates. Number of signed contracts was up in the Northwest and the West. It fell in the Midwest and the South. Signed contracts are generally viewed as an indicator of future purchases, since there's usually a lag of several months between a signed contract and a completed sale. Stocks entered the session slightly lower and fairly quiet trading today. Retail stocks gave ground amid early reports seeming to show slow holiday sales. The Dow was down 78 points to 17,719. The S&P 500 closed down 9 points. This is NPR. China's currency, the yuan, has been given the go-ahead to join a basket of the world's leading currencies by the International Monetary Fund. The IMF says the yuan has met the required criteria to be included with the U.S. dollar, the euro, the Japanese yen, and the British pound as one of the currencies used as the standard for dealing with the body's 188 member governments. China is the world's second largest economy, and currency traders and analysts hope the IMF move will make it more likely Beijing will allow the currency to be more freely tradable. Three top track and field officials from Kenya have been suspended due to allegations related to doping and corruption. The suspensions come just weeks after a crackdown on Russian track and field. NPR's Tom Goldman has more.
Track and field's international governing body, the IAAF, handed down a 180-day suspension to the president of the Kenyan Track Federation, Isaiah Kiplagat, Vice President David Okeo, and official Joseph Kinyua. They're accused of subverting Kenya's anti-doping process and improperly diverting more than $500,000 from Nike, which sponsors the federation. At least one of the men, Okeo, says he hasn't done anything wrong and that the Nike money was handled properly. A week ago, Kenyan athletes occupied the track and field headquarters demanding Kiplagat and Okeo be removed from office. The protesters alleged doping and corruption have flourished in Kenyan track and field under the officials' leadership. Tom Goldman, NPR News.
Today marks the official end of the 2015 Atlantic hurricane season. According to the Insurance Information Institute, there were a total of four Atlantic hurricanes, two of which were relatively strong Category 3 and 4 storms. However, neither hit the U.S. full force. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News.
From the latest newscasts to the newest podcasts, NPR One handpicks local, national, and international stories based on what you like. Download the NPR One app, a new way to experience public radio.